It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by all the grandmothers out there. Happy Father's Day.
Tell Frank Ski I said hi.
And don't let me catch you in the streets, news. It seems that R&B superstar Chris Brown's release from jail isn't welcomed by everyone. Least of all, rapper slash singer Drake. If you don't remember, Drake and Chris Brown had an altercation in a New York City nightclub a few years back, and it left Chris Brown missing a chunk out of his chin from a champagne bottle and a hole in his pride because he took an L at the hands of MC Cotton Balls. And he is still hot about it. Well, the other night at a party in Hollywood, Drake exited the building as soon as he heard that Chris Brown had shown up. See, this is the new Chris Brown. He been locked up. He been doing push-ups, eating Jack Mac, and hookup, counting down the days to when he came home. And he is waiting to see Drake. Plus, Drake been doing it to Rihanna while Chris was locked up. And Rihanna, the reason Chris locked up in the first place.
Come here, rude bud.
So yeah, Drake got up out of there the other night. And this how people get shot news. According to TMZ, Love and Basketball star Sanaa Lathan is being stalked by a man who's claiming to be her husband. He was discovered sleeping in her home in her laundry room by contractors. Law enforcement sources were called and the man was arrested. His name is Sean Caples. I don't know about y'all, but he done took this stalking thing to a whole nother level. He gonna have some good stories when he go to jail. Well, you know I was in Sanaa Lathan's bed.
Well, you're in my bed now, little boy. Put your head down and go to sleep.
Hey, that's the Cleasy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Cleasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
On a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.